On the Big Breakfast catch-up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, Dennis Cometti wraps up Frio's big win in round 12.
Sean McAuliffe's in the studio.
And we got your thank you messages to PMH.
Save time with the Claire, Matt and Kimber catch-up and save 35% on your natural gas charges when you switch to Clean Heat. T's and C's apply.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Oh, what a beauty.
Talking footy with Dennis Cometti.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
An Eagles bye and a fifth win for the year for Fremantle. Dennis, good morning, mate. Welcome.
Good morning. It was a terrific effort, wasn't it? Only 10 goals in the game, but a win is a win and they came away with one. So good on them.
Yes, lots of the youngsters doing well.
Well, that was the most significant thing, I think, to come out of the game, the performance of Adam Tjerrie yesterday. Mm. Looked very comfortable, I thought. Missed a lot of football back in 2016 with a knee injury. Still picked 5 in the 2017 draft. Now, a guy sends me reports on all the potential draftees. He always likes to compare the young blokes to existing players, and he compared Adam to Patrick Dangerfield.
Wow.
Well, yesterday, yep. I didn't know about that at the time. I read it last night. I went back to look at the report. Mm. I said he reminded me of Chris Judd. So what chance has he got, the poor kid?
A couple of big calls there.
Retire now.
That's right. So when I was reading this, I thought, oh, gee, that's a weight to carry. Yeah. With my mate and the comparisons, what you don't want to read is he reminds me of Val Kilmer circa 2012. You know?
It's not as big.
No, I was very excited to hear the Dockers singing their club song with an added vibrancy. They haven't sung it in a long time.
No, they haven't really.
But, you know, it had gusto.
Gusto, that's the word I was going to say. People always say gusto, don't they? Mm. There must be another word for gusto.
Gusto.
What is another word for gusto?
Feeling. Is good.
You know, Sandy says it, Bruce says it, they're singing the song. Cometti said it.
Oh, I mean, I'm right up there with Cometti and Bruce, clearly.
Gusto, anyway, gusto in the morning. Here
so
we are.
Young Adam Tjerrie, just a teenager, still got a boy's body, so when he's bigger, he'll be more like Dangerfield and Judd, perhaps.
Isn't it funny when you sense a guy belongs? And even in the first half, I thought he's looking terrific.
Yes.
And at halftime, you felt he was coming on in the second half, and that's the way it proved. Just one game can turn a player. I remember Judd didn't start in the AFL. He started actually in the WAFL, played one game against West Perth. I had the distinction of talking to West Perth players before the game, and I'd heard of Judd, but I didn't know who he was. He was back with East Perth, went out. I knew after the game, after they'd thrashed West Perth by about 12 goals, I would never see Judd in the WAFL again.
Even coming back from injury. It was never going to happen.
No, never.
Yeah. I thought, hey, he looks like a young a Tjerrie.
Yeah.
No, he's quite a player, that Tjerrie.
What a weekend it's been. In
yes. Adelaide. What's happened to Adelaide?
Well, lots of injuries.
Yeah, I guess
they're really in trouble. Yeah. Very careless yesterday, too. They played with an attitude. Now, this is not taking away from the Dockers, but you felt in the first quarter they were just plumb lazy.
Mm.
Then in the second quarter they got back in front. And we made the point during the commentary, sometimes that's a tough situation to get into. You go in at halftime 2 goals up after trailing by about 4 or 5 in the first quarter, and then you think the job's done.
Mm.
And so you do what you did in the first quarter, and you come out and you take it easy again.
Go
and then
to sleep.
Yes. We were playing psychologist up there, and then we worked on each other after the game. That was far more interesting.
Well, speaking of young players, a guy called Brennan Cox, 6'4", 19 years of age, got 4 goals yesterday.
He was terrific. Yeah. And 4 goals out of 10 is a big effort. What does that relate to? In the old days, if we go back to the 70s and 80s. That's a 10 almost, isn't it? 4.
Yeah, 8, yeah, somewhere in there.
Only 19 goals for the game yesterday. It was a grind, but they grounded out. So full credit to the Dockers. And they've got a game next week away. It's strange. 2 games next week involving local teams, both of them not home.
Oh, you're true.
Yeah.
How old is that?
Well, I don't think, I can't remember it's ever happened before.
Yeah, Carlton at Etihad had for Fremantle.
It's almost as if there's something not quite right about the fixtures.
Yes. Someone will ring now and say, of course, this has happened before. But I'm saying, I don't think it has. I can't remember it anyway. So a big Friday night game. No Jack Darling. And they're playing Sydney. So Sydney, the only side to have beaten the Eagles this season.
Sydney and
Sydney. That's right, that first game of the year. Yeah.
You sound surprised. I'm right quite often. Well, some of the time.
And Fife will be back, of course, similar kind of playing, of course, against Carlton. And if we lose to, Fremantle, lose to Carlton, and this week means nothing really, does it? Got to beat the Blues.
Well, that's right. It's a game that's certainly winnable too. And I think the spirit of the Fremantle team, despite some injuries, I mean, Pierce has got quite a long haul now to get back. And what about that collision? Did you see that collision? Was it on the news? Or
it was.
That was sickening, wasn't it? Yeah. Hamling and Pierce, two Fremantle players. Mm. I'm looking at you when I say that.
I'm watching with interest.
And it was just carnage. And you really fear, you just realise how ferocious the game is and how fearless the players are. That was gladiatorial, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that collision. And you just hope they both get up because neither one saw the other and they just went straight into each other at full speed.
And there were
other players there as well.
And when it's friendly fire, but any direction at any time, that's the game. Well,
that's right. A broken thumb is a good result.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Great to see you.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Australia's favourite hour of intergenerational laughs is back. Talking about your generation tonight, 7.30 on 9. When you've got Sean McCullough and that beautiful voice in the studio, why doesn't he do the back and outs?
Yeah, that's right. Why don't I do it?
With helium.
Thank you. I don't want to come in and start correcting people, but it kind of runs longer than an hour. It's often an hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, that's okay.
Just change that copy there.
You're honest.
Favourite hour and 5 minutes.
We start late too.
Welcome back to Perth, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Lovely to be here. Lovely to be here. I usually speak to you from Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I am, and even though I sound like I'm in the studio and I'm speaking to you from Melbourne, I am actually, I'd like to assure your listeners that I am actually physically here now. I don't know how I can prove it though.
We'll get a photo with you.
We will. We'll get Kimber to pinch you.
That's a good idea.
Sean.
There you go. Just very gently, though.
Oh.
Gently.
Yeah, he's here.
See, there is, we're going to put cameras in this studio, but we haven't agreed to it because it's a 4 a.m. start for us.
You look
horrible.
You're a pretty bunch.
Oh,
there's no doubt about it. But yes, you're right. Then it suddenly becomes a TV show, doesn't it? It becomes a TV show. And I think you would not relax as much as you are.
Mm.
People would sense that.
Mm.
Suddenly. You'd be putting makeup on, Matt. You'd be putting makeup on.
I would, yes.
That you have already.
Shine off my head.
Yes. And I'm a chronic nose picker, so it's not going
to
work.
No. Mm. I mean, Sean, they send you around the country to promote the show, but how do you make the most of your time? I mean, you're here in Perth. Are you going to take home a souvenir? Will there be a tea towel or one of those cute little souvenir spoons people used to collect?
Well, that's very good. I've looked around the hotel room and there are some very nice bathrobes.
Oh, yes.
You're allowed to take those, aren't you?
You are. Yes.
There's six of those in the cupboard. Yeah. I think I missed them.
It's like $4,000 later.
Yeah.
You can always tell it's a nice hotel because the bathrobes are not thin.
Yeah.
They're not thin and short.
Yes.
These are quite long.
Mm.
Too long, really. There's a bit of a train behind me. I'm in the King's Suite.
The Markle, they call it.
Sounds like you're staying at Crown. Lovely.
Am I? Yes, I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, very good. Mate, I just want to bring up the name Andrew Dugdale because I love the XPM.
Oh, thank you.
Would you rather be an XPM or a PM? What do you think? What would be more fun?
Well, I don't know. If I'm an XPM and a PM, I could be Rudd.
Yep.
I could be right because he was both, you know, he was he's a PM twice, an XPM once. So I suppose he's an XPM twice now, isn't he?
Yeah, sure.
So he's I don't want to be like him.
No.
I don't want to be like him.
Even if he's multilingual.
I don't want to be like Tony Abbott either. I don't want to just to be the PM once.
No.
No. I don't know. I think in a fictional universe, I'm happy to do it, but I don't think I'd like to do it in real life.
Yep.
It just seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah, cool.
You know, I was watching Love Island the other day.
Oh, what?
I know.
Oh, hang on. It's on 9.
Well, yes, it is. Isn't
what a wonderful. Of course you should be watching it.
And I was thinking how much I would love to see your old Fabio character walk into that condo.
Well, he'd do well, wouldn't he?
He would do very well.
Actually, he'd probably look a little... He probably wouldn't look as impressive as some of the other buff males that are wandering around there. I've seen from the ads.
Jackson with an X.
You know more about it than I.
I know a lot about it.
Jackson with an X.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, is that a decision of his parents or has he changed his name?
I'm not sure. He's got a big Sons of Anarchy tattoo on his back too, so I'm not going to ask him.
Wow, that's a big commitment to promoting a show, isn't it?
I think he was born with the X. I think his parents set him up for success.
Jackson.
I think that one was coming
from
a long time ago.
You don't think it was a deep hole?
No.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. But I'm glad you're watching the show.
Oh, you know, love it.
Yeah, they're really representing that younger generation in a fantastic way.
The country's in great shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you watching Sean's show and that show?
I watch everything.
Oh, you're glued tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely. Actually, Sean, I'll ask you too. What do you think is the most embarrassing thing to come out of your generation? Because I'd imagine these young people are watching Love Island and they probably don't feel very well represented.
Oh, I see. Do you mean my generation as in, because I'm a baby boomer.
Yeah, your personal generation. Wow. What do you think? I mean, it could have been a television show, could have been a fashion, could have been buying all the housing.
Baby boomers covers a lot of ground because they're all post-war. So I think the biggest embarrassment probably is plastic covers for lounge suites.
Oh, yes.
Lovely.
For some reason that was thought to be a good idea. So you'd have these bespoke covers for lounge suites and people would would just leave them on. And then
you
when
think
visitors
the priest came. Yeah.
Was that about the resale value or something?
Yeah, to keep that couch for life.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it was. But certainly my grandparents were constantly covering things in plastic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't joking before. My Italian buddies, his parents had a room that was completely covered in plastic, which was only taken off if the priest came.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
I seriously.
Oh,
seriously.
Oh, okay.
How many times does he visit?
Oh, he's regular. He loved it there.
Oh, I thought he just came by to give you your last rites and that was it.
Well, you want a nice room for that.
Yeah, they'd leave the plastic on, though, if you've got a dead body involved.
And as we wrap up, Sean, just a multi-generational test, okay? So you say you're a boomer, baby boomer, getting blamed. Baby boomers getting blamed for a lot of things, you know, ruining the economy.
I think fair enough, too.
Okay, one question. Is Sean Mendes a Fremantle Dockers footballer, a Canadian singer or an actor?
Ah, right. Well, I know whenever I Google myself and put in, when I get up to the Sean M part, it goes Sean Mendes. So I figure he's an international figure. I believe he'd be an actor.
Oh, he's a singer.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, no acting at all?
Oh, he might have done a bit of acting in his videos.
All right, then I'm right.
He will.
Just a ding. Give me a ding.
Just in his videos.
No ding?
No, I haven't got the ding today.
Oh. Sorry.
Well, you're assuming I'm going to fail with all these questions.
Well, I haven't got the buzz either.
Well, what have you got? Well, give me a sound effect.
I'll give you the winner sound effects because you're a winner, Sean McCallum.
There you go.
That's good,
Well done, mate.
It's a bit brave, actually. What have you got?
Australia's favourite hour and 5 minutes of intergenerational laughs. Is back talking about your generation tonight. 7:30 on 9. Sean, always good to see you.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Princess Margaret Hospital, after nearly 109 years, has closed its doors. Much service there for the kids and the parents of Perth, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
It has played such a vital role in our community and both good and bad stories that come out of there,
because
we are talking about sick kids and it's not always a happy ending. But we wanted to hear about your memories of PMH.
Let's go to Shenton Park. Good morning, Kylie. Have you got a PMH memory for us?
Yes, I do. I've got a little 9-year-old girl here that was, when she was six, she was born with bilateral hip dysplasia called clicky hips.
Mm-hmm.
She had to have that operated on, so they cut through the right pelvis and realigned the hip. It's very painful, and her epidural didn't work.
Ooh.
She was in a lot of pain for a couple of days. But the movie, I don't know if you remember the movie Cinderella with Lily James had come out.
Right.
And Lily James was visiting, and so the pain team came in and said, we're going to take you to see Cinderella. You're going to meet the real Cinderella.
No.
And they took half an hour to move her. She was in so much pain. Oh. It just brings tears to my eyes. And they got her all, she was all hooked up still with drips and everything, and they got her in the wheelchair, a big board with a lead sticking out, and because her hip couldn't be moved, and took her up, and she met Lily James, and Lily, she was so nice. She spent so much time with her and gave her her mood ring, and it was a big turning point for my daughter, and she just will always remember that. I said, well, what about your memories of PMH? She said, oh, it was dreadful. And I said, what about moving Cinderella? And she said, that was the best thing that's ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
And Lily's so beautiful. That's incredible. What a story.
So kind.
Not easy. Wow. Thanks, Kylie. Thanks a bunch.
No problem.
Great memory. Right there.
John's in Parmelia. John, what's your PMH memory?
Oh, hi, guys. How are you going? My daughter burned herself with sunscreen. We put sunscreen on her, but the sunscreen had expired, and we didn't realise.
Mm.
And it's just a little note for parents here too, you know. My daughter was in hospital for about 3 weeks, and I basically never left the room. I was pretty much there. They told me 23 hours a day, but I only went down to have a quick shower and then come back and was in the room constantly.
Yeah.
And the nurses all turned around and said to me, they called me in there just towards the end there, and they said to me, look, John, we really want to get you to, have the night off and that. And I said, I'm fine, you know, and don't worry about me. And they're like, no, look, what we've done is we've organised, the nurses all did a double shift on their own time. And they said, we'll make sure your daughter's not left done, she'll be looked after and all that sort of thing. And they said, we want you to go back to 20 York Street, Subiaco, which was the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, that's where I used to live 20 years before that, and I'd burnt myself really bad, and I went to PMH, and I was in the Burns Ward, but I'd stood next to a wood fire, and it ended up that of all the places in, WA, it had to be the same address.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, yes.
It was like, but otherwise I wouldn't have done it, but they were like, look, we really want you to go back, and, I was like, oh, okay, and I went back there and seen the old gardens and the trees and that we'd planted as kids, and was just really nice. But the whole thing was just the fact that the nurses did the double shift.
Yeah.
They were really, really good and absolutely brilliant. You know,
and that will continue at the new hospital too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks, John.
Good on you, John.
Yeah. And well worth it.
Yeah.
Well, really good. You know, nurses and what have you. So
really, really caring. We love
that. Who would think to look at the expiry date on sunscreen? Not me, that's exactly. For sure. Let's go to Balladura. Gavin, PMH stories, buddy.
Yeah, mate. My oldest boy is now 25. 1 month before his first birthday, contracted meningococcal septicemia.
Oh, dear. Mm. Yep.
He spent probably a little bit longer than that in PMH.
4 months.
He got a below the knee amputation. Oh. Toes off his left foot.
Yep.
Fingertips to the first knuckle were all amputated.
Wow.
We spent many times there. The staff was absolutely amazing. Spent a bit of time with Fiona Wood in the burns unit. And the ICU staff, well, you couldn't ask for a better bunch of people.
Yeah,
Must be a scary experience for a parent through that.
So every time I hear it, it's the same thing. You hear about all these people with contracting meningitis.
Yeah, meningitis.
He's now a qualified drafts person.
Hey,
wonderful.
How long ago was that, Gav? How long did you say?
He's 25,
mate. Oh, that's brilliant, mate.
Just before 1 month before his first birthday.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Gavin, that's tough. Yeah, but wonderful outcome.
Yeah.
It is.
Thanks, and, Gavin.
Yeah, no worries. And Mr. Clare's.
Yes, bud.
We used to live in the same street.
Oh, did we? In Balladura.
Again.
In Balladura, mate. Venture Rise.
Venture Rise, Balladura.
That's it.
Wow, that's incredible. I was there not long ago.
Oh, dear.
We're still living the same street.
Oh,
mate.
Beautiful. Oh, you're looking after the place. Good on you, Gav.
No worries.
If it's not women in pyjamas at petrol bowsers, it's Gav from Balladura.
Everyone wants to Perth, Claire.
Yeah, they're in 1999. It's amazing. And I guess, let's be honest, the new Perth Children's Hospital is starting its own memories now.
Absolutely.
Let's hope it's a good one for you and your family.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning.
Oh, again.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, on the weekend I swallowed a dictionary. Mm. Yeah, it gave me the thesaurus throat I've ever had.
Kimber.
Oh, come on, it was pretty good.
So encouraging.
And you know how bad they can get.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Switch to Clean Heat for homegrown service. It's easy. Clean Heat. Switch, save, smile.